Good morning. Morning brief for the U.S. stock market. It's December 8th, 7:07 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Possible, Critical Point. Tomorrow, I would likely skip any updates. I think it's time to settle down, lay back, and enjoy what I think is going to be a nice bull run into late January. May end a little sooner than that. May not end early February. And I think there'll probably be some kind of setback late Jan into February, and then we'll just see the market work higher basically into summer. I think we can still have a pretty good year next year. I think the S&P 500 could trade to 5,200 perhaps. I'm in agreement with the bank UBS that claims the stock market should rally a little bit above 5,000 during the first half of next year, and it should do that before any kind of sizable correction. So they think it'll just keep marching higher from here, basically. And I like that idea. And I think 5,000 is also an upside target. And I also think 4,800s and maybe up to 4,900s is achievable going into early next year. And we may even find out it can be better than that. We could see a melt-up move here. So what we've got, level two bottom as of last week, and argue as a truncated bottom this week, doesn't matter. It's up into January. That fits inside of a larger trend that's up from the October low into January, okay? And all of that is a leg higher of a minor long-term bull market that's probably up into summer, maybe later, and probably won't matter when that particular trend turns down. It may not be any different than an entry year kind of sell signal. All of that fits inside of a larger bull market, the 2024, that could very well meet some of the historical statistics of performance here relative to, say, the political side, meaning Democrat president since World War II always had almost double the upside in the stock market than the Republican. Well, we have a Democrat now, and we know there's been a lot of money printing, and we know there's been a lot of bills created that's going to spend money and move money around the economy and boost jobs, and things are just hunky-dory and just going to move forward here. And we may well see 50 to 60, maybe 70 or 80% move from 2021 into 2024. Okay, so keep that in mind as kind of background information here. So just stay focused on this idea that this market can move higher into 2024. Now, to get back where we are today, what we have is when we zoom in on the daily and weekly charts, we find, yes, the level two trend is up and level one's up. The level three trend ought to be up for this week, probably set back a little next week, then up the following week. So that's our level three scenario, okay? We can't rule out it tops this week and starts down a little bit this week. In theory, it could have topped yesterday, but we don't think that's the case, all right? So we think we got a few days here of level three upside. Now, as we zoom in still with the use of intraday charts as well as relating to daily, and then the model taking actual samples of price, waves of buying and selling, comparing this to the news cycle, fundamentals, economics, whatever else we can find, it's suggesting, yeah, we're probably on the right track for what I just said in terms of moving higher here near term. And it's saying the level four interweek swing probably topped yesterday or overnight and may have well bottomed just a little while ago, and could very well now be up through tomorrow into the following day. So this may be a non-stop rally for a while, but upside might be much more limited because that was a gigantic move higher yesterday. And we do have a gap on the day session. So I fully understand why some people are saying, oh, someday that market's got to come down, fill that gap, and it's going to have to come basically erase most of yesterday's up move. Well, I don't think that's the case. I don't want to bet on that, but I'm not very good at betting on some of these gaps. My general theory is if I'm against pulling back to fill a gap, then I go with the attitude, well, you got to bring it back to near it. Then it becomes a target. It becomes important, and then it becomes self-fulfilling prophecy, and they get it done, okay? And that's always frustrating to me because I'm thinking, yeah, but it ought to go higher, actually, all right? So don't know how to really deal with that downside gap. I realize we're filling some downside gaps. I'm sorry, that was an upside gap yesterday. We're filling some downside gaps of recent days. If you can look at a day session only chart, if you look at the S&P 500 cash compared to the futures, you'll see the market rallying up to fill a gap. Well, they may want to sell it now and put it down, but I can't find the news information that's important enough to put it that low. And I was concerned the technicians last night would be saying, it's got to fill it. No, they're actually split. Some are saying, yeah, we'll probably fill the higher gap, and then we're going to put it down, fill lower. Others are saying just to be bullish, okay? And I think between the bullish technical, quantitative, qualitative, the bullish fundamental economic people, they're just going to overpower everybody else. I don't think you can come up with enough bad news to put this, say, below last week's low. I just think we're on our way, and I think most of the crowd wants the Santa Claus rally. Now, having said that, the intraday chart does show there's some potential in the indicators for a little more downside. It may take just a little bit longer to find that level four bottom. But the next upside level, the type of levels I've been watching here, and they might be different than what I showed you in recent days, 46.95 on a December S&P E-mini futures, 47.12, and it touched it in the overnight trade and backed off. Now it's trying to move back to it. And I think if it can make a new high compared to the overnight high, if it can make a new high during the day session, I think it's just going to keep going, and the next level is 47.43. Now, I really don't have much for downside objectives here. I think if they want to sell it a fair amount, they're not going to put it below 46.50, but I'm kind of guessing you may have to do some of your own technical work there or fundamental valuation. So I fully understand these people worried over this gap, but I just think this market looks way too strong. Okay, they're just going to buy. Now, on the daily chart, the market touched our upside objective, that gray box I showed you in recent days. And yes, I did adjust it yesterday, moved it down a little, made it a little easier to hit it. And this morning, it's moving into that box. Okay, and the daily stochastic indicator is touching overbought. So there is, it is warning that the model's right in looking for a level three top this week and early next. I think it's early next, but I can't rule out a top this week. But I don't think it's today. I think it's tomorrow or the following day, something like that, okay? I'm going to go that there is more upside. And that gray box was basically coming in around the 4,700 mark, and then it goes up to about 4,742. Now, if it can wants to keep going all the way into January, we have some different upside objectives. We kind of made some adjustments. We want to look at 47.62, but that may not be all that valuable. That's a minor record high. If we go to a record high, the model's actually going to show, or I should say the critical point within the model, is going to show 48.23 to 48.84 for additional objectives. You don't want to miss out on this chance. I say don't get all nervous over the gap, and the market's got to go all the way back down, erase most of yesterday's action before it can go higher. I just don't believe it. And I don't think the debt ceiling is going to cause that much bearish selling. Even the Republican side has said they're not going to let the country go into default, but they are going to wheel and deal. And the market might get some jitters of time, but I think basically it would like to ignore it, okay? And I don't think the December 10 inflation report's going to do much of anything on the downside for this market. It's old news. Even if inflation's higher, the world knows, the U.S. knows, that the Federal Reserve has acknowledged that inflation is going to be around longer than they thought, and they are going to work at it. The December Fed meeting may cause some jitters there, because they may say they're going to double up on the taper move much faster. They may even move up their deadline for raising interest rates, and they may actually forecast more increase in interest rates in coming years, raising interest rates. This could cause a little short-term to very short-term jitters in the market, but it's actually good news that it's a sign of we think we've got a solid economy for us. We can move forward. Business is doing well. The economy is doing well. I don't know what it would take, tremendous bearish news to really disrupt this bull market. I cannot get in line with all these people thinking there's a crash coming. Oh, it's so overvalued. And I did see economist Larry Summers. I think he worked for some president and may have been in the Federal Reserve. I can't remember now. But anyways, he was out saying a 40% chance for recession in the next few years or something. That is high enough that historically people would start paying a little attention to that. Not coming up with that. I see maybe a secondary recession mid-decade for real estate, maybe some commodities, maybe even a little manufacturing, but the economy is just going to keep on rock and rolling right through that period. I don't see any serious recession kind of risk too late this decade. You're going to have to throw tremendous bullets at this thing to stop it. It's a bullish market. So that's all I've got for you. I don't think the interest rate market's going to do much. Bitcoin is due for a rebound, but I'm thinking it may be over for quite some time in terms of pounding out record highs. It may have some issues there. Dollar should ease back, but I think it's probably going to remain firm well into March, April, something like that. The bond market doesn't seem to want to raise interest rates. I think it's just going to wait on the Fed raising interest rates. I don't think it believes inflation is all that serious, and I don't think it wants to cause any problems for the economy. It wants everything just keep on rolling along here. I have nothing to say on gold. Don't even care for it. Don't know why we even talk about it. and crude oil, yes, it's had a little rebound, but any day now it can roll over for another little leg lower and then rebound in coming weeks a bit, but I still think it's in a long-term bear market along with most commodities, and that's why I think inflation is going to back off and the stock market's going to like it. Stock market's going to like backing off on inflation, not raising interest rates all that fast, and it's going to like the economic growth globally and U.S. So I think we got a lot of upside here in this stock market, a lot of upside, all right? But there's going to be twists and turns from the intra-week level fours, the monthly intra-month level threes, but I think basically this market's heading higher into late January. Built inside of that's going to be a Santa Claus rally. All right, as far as managing risk, you don't want to see the stock market come back to last week's low, maybe just a little above it. Other than that, I say we go get them. Let's try to make some money on the upside. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. And again, probably no update tomorrow as long as the market doesn't do anything that can really rattle my nerves or the model. Okay. And we'll do the weekly update on Friday or over the weekend. Thank you.